Welcome back to 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine. I'm your host, Gino Retta. Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 135 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players right across the country. Now join us, Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League President Bill Chow. Bill, welcome to the show. First and foremost, how are you? How are you keeping up through all of this?
Well, it's a day-to-day challenge, and unfortunately, my favorite saying, there's more questions than answers, and we live in an era where we're used to schedules and sticking to them, and right now, it's really up in the air with everything.
Give us a sense of what, if anything, is going on in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League in terms of playing. Are you guys able to play games right now? Where are you at? What kind of timeline are you looking at?
So we've been playing games since the beginning of November. What we've done is we've broken into two groups of six, and we're playing two weekend games each weekend. So they'll play a home and home each weekend, and then they'll take the week off. Unfortunately, we had a huge snowstorm here 2 weeks ago, so then those games on the weekend were canceled, and so we played midweek just to make those up. Right now we have the Flin Flon Bombers, who have had to pause their season because of them being in Manitoba in being a red zone, and we were unable to get them moved to anywhere in Saskatchewan to play. So they've paused now till Christmas, and we're going to work on getting them a place to play right after Christmas, hopefully.
You're now in your 10th season of Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League President. You've seen a lot. Obviously, you've never seen anything like this. What does this do in terms of your life and in terms of the league, in terms of turmoil? Like, my guess is you're constantly fielding phone calls with questions that then you got to turn around and say, okay, let me see if I can find those answers. What is that like for you?
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, when I was in my previous career with the city police, I was in charge of the H1N1 plan.
So you've been there before then?
I've been there before. I mean, obviously H1N1 wasn't that bad here in Saskatchewan or in Prince Albert. But I've gone through the planning process, and I've been through there. I've been through the questions. They're not the same, and not as much, and not affecting as many people in as many different communities as this is. So the challenges are there. I can't worry about what is going to be coming. I can only worry about what I can control and what's in front of me right now. And so that's the way I've looked at this, and I'll continue to look at it, and I'll just deal with whatever happens when the phone rings or when the email comes in, and move forward from there. And hopefully, things will work out for the best.
Also, your leadership role with Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, you're also on the CJHL's National Executive Committee. What can you tell us about what's going on across the rest of the country? I'm not going to ask you to go league by league and tell me who's playing, but what kind of things are happening across the country with the other various leagues?
Well, it's the same challenges, Gino. It's, everybody's trying to deal with government. Everybody's trying to deal with, their health authorities and getting approvals or just finding out what could be coming next. What they have to react to, how they have to react to, putting protocols in place, making sure the players are safe, making sure fans are safe if they're allowed in the buildings. At the end of the day, yes, it's sports and it is hockey for us because it's important to us. But at the end of the day, it's really about making sure that the players are safe, if fans are allowed, if making sure they're safe, and of course the staff and the volunteers for a lot of these organizations and communities.
In conversation with Bill Chow, the president of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, also a member of the executive committee for the National CJHL. With your players, you talk about the safety of the players, safety of the staff and everything. There's the physical safety, which you're trying to, you're trying to make your way through a pandemic. And there's also the mental health. And the CJHL, really right across the league, has taken a big leap this year with the Fifth Line Foundation. And you've got a program there called Talk Today. Tell us a little bit about that and your partnership with the Mental Health Association of Canada.
Yeah, so it kind of evolved. Obviously, Fifth Line Foundation came out of the Saskatchewan or the SJHL Assistance Program, which came out of the Humboldt tragedy. The National Hockey League Foundation had reached out to the Canadian Mental Health Association and trying to create a program And so obviously between the three organizations, doing something across the CJHL seemed appropriate. And you know, when we've structured it, because to implement it across 135 teams, 10 leagues in 1 year would be very strenuous for any organization. So we broke it into parts. We started off with a few leagues in the East last year. And then this year we're going with two leagues in the West. And then next year we'll have all the leagues on board and working with each of the Canadian Mental Health Association branches in each of the provinces. And then with their branches in the different communities where teams are located. So it's a program that will be introduced to players as individuals. Obviously this year with COVID, you know, the opportunity to make the presentations in person will be challenging, but that's the normal way it's supposed to be done. And allowing, you know, a lot of feedback and allowing the players to have a place to connect. Not only for themselves, but you know, it won't affect them, or will affect them with their hockey player friends, but also just people in the community that they might be able to connect with and might be able to recognize maybe somebody's not having a great day or whatever the situation would be, and be able to reach out to that person and, you know, hopefully get them some help where they may need it. And that's what it's about. And you know, hopefully we can, you know, I hate to use this word, but, you know, start with one person and it spreads to two and three, and being able to have them have an understanding of being able to reach out and not being afraid to reach out and not being afraid to ask for assistance or help from somebody.
It is such an important thing. At the same time, you've got kids out there right now who are saying, yeah, you guys in leadership are saying, let's get through this and we'll get on with where we're going next year and try to do what we can with this year. But there are kids for whom their careers in junior A hockey are pretty limited. So now you've got 1 year that's kind of quickly evaporating. Not by any, like you're as the president of Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, trying to do your best to give them that opportunity to play. What do you say to the kids? Because this has been such a great stepping stone for kids moving forward. I think last season you guys had 44 of your players from your league commit to NCAA or Canadian University programs, bringing the total number of post-secondary commitments over the past 5 years to almost 300, 265. That's amazing the way you're churning out that talent in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. What would you say to kids who are currently in it right now saying, I understand you guys are trying to take care of the future and stuff, but this is my opportunity right now. I've got to showcase my ability.
Yeah, and you know, when you talk about showcase, we haven't been able to have our first showcase of the year, and it doesn't look like we're going to be able to have our second showcase of the year. So those are huge events for those players. And what do we say, you know, and I mean, I don't have that opportunity to get in front of those players and say much, but it's their coaches and they're doing the best that they can to motivate their players to play for now and for their team and for their teammates and make the best of the situation. And I go back to, you know, what I said earlier where, you know, unfortunately, you know, we're used to having a controlled environment, a structure, a schedule, and knowing what we're doing tomorrow in a practice and a game and on the bus or at home or whatever the case may be, and having your pregame meals and things like that. And so, you know, I think if nothing else, this will teach a lot of people that they have to be flexible. Yep. And that they have to be able to accept the changes as they come. Because, there's nobody that's able to control what's going on right now. If somebody was out there that was able to control what's going on right now, we wouldn't be in the situation we are. So, you know, I think, you know, if we take a step back and think about this, I mean, obviously it's taught us to enjoy what we have, enjoy the people that we have around us, but also that, you know, we just have to be flexible. And we have to be able to roll with the punches, unfortunately. And that's just, you know, hopefully it gains people some experience to move forward and to you know, enjoy what they have.
Well, Bill, I'll say this. Congratulations on what you guys are able to do, because right now there are huge chunks of the country which just cannot have hockey. And you guys are out there getting it done and getting it done safely. So we congratulate you for that and appreciate your efforts. Thanks for this. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk again soon, my friend.
Likewise, Gino, you too. Stay safe. Thank you.
That was CJHL President Bill Chow. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here. Up next, we go into the vault where we look back at some of our favorite interviews throughout the first 29 years of the show. This week, we catch up with an 18-year-old Matthew Tkachuk just a few months before he was selected sixth overall by the Calgary Flames back in 2016. This is 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.
Here are a couple of hot, tasty ways to crush the crave. You know the crave I'm talking about. The one that's whispering wings or pizza in your ear right now. Here's what you do. For just $11, order a dozen wings or a hot, fresh-from-the-oven large pizza along with a 2-liter Coke or Pepsi from 7-Eleven. Your favorite delivery app will have it at your door. Hot, fresh, and delicious. And remember, 7-Eleven delivers groceries, snacks, and bevvies too. Fast and around the clock.